We have just departed Chesham Station. The tube is on. It's underway. 5:56 and 44 seconds. The clock is now ticking. I feel so excited, and I feel on the brink of something massive.
Must have been incredible if you were listening to the historic radio broadcast of the collapse of the Berlin Wall. Maybe the War of the Worlds, those epic radio broadcasts as well. Now this is up there. A man possibly getting on and off tube carriages during the next 4 hours.
I don't want to try and add a bit of drama to this, but the next train actually should have been here already by now. Here it is. It's coming. It's coming.
We can't handle this drama, mate. Be still my heart!
I know it's not very active at this early stage of the challenge, but you have to remember that when Edmund Hillary climbed Everest, the bottom of the mountain is flat.
I think that'd be the definition of a mountain, the bottom of it.
Okay, Charlie Wood and Rickman's Worth will be the next one soon.
And kids, if you want to play along with today's amazing radio spectacular, print off a TfL London tube map, like bingo, but only of a far slower version.
Thanks for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, kids, it is on today like a tubathon, and what we're about to try now is amazing. Listener Dan is working opposite Uxbridge Station. He has just gone and bought for you a chunky Kit Kat.
That's very, very kind.
Dan, are you there?
I am indeed. I'm standing on the platform with two Kit Kat Chunkies in hand.
Richie, where are you now? Are you anywhere near Uxbridge? Do you have eyes on Uxbridge? Over.
We're in the front carriage, Dan. We're in the front carriage.
But Richie's now coming into the station.
It's on!
We're easing into the platform.
There you are.
Dan, we are going to run round and get on that Piccadilly Line train, so I'm going to get that Kit Kat and you get out of the way, all right? Okay, I can't see him.
Here he is.
Okay, I see him. Right, okay.
Thank you and goodbye.
Richie, can you confirm you have the chunky Kit Kat?
I have the chunky Kit Kat, but I've missed the Piccadilly Line train.
Oh,
Dan,
no.
You idiots! Dan! Throw one of them at Dan!
It's 11:52 and I am at Cannons Park Station, but we've just had a really, really good piece of news, and that is that Christian's just rung and said that he's going to meet us at Baker Street with a McDonald's. I don't think he has any idea quite how much of a boost this has been to morale. Right, this is Baker Street and we are running up escalators to get to the Hammersmith and City Metropolitan platform. To try and meet Christian, who hopefully has got some chicken McNuggets waiting for us on the platform towards Moorgate. Ah, oh, here he is! Thank you.
You're shrieking in my eyes.
Your lunch.
Ah,
how you doing?
Thank you.
Second team member hookup of the day, this is Victoria, and we are now heading for the Circle and District lines, where hopefully Max is going to be with a bacon double cheeseburger.
Maggie!
No.
We need the train. Maggie!
She's not here. Oh, Doyle.
Please use our available doors. The train is now ready to depart. You may not be able to board.
And now it gets even worse. We're not even going to complete. We got to High Street Kensington to get on a train to Olympia that was on the TfL website in their timetable, but they've decided let's cancel them for the rest of the evening. So it's impossible now to complete every station today. Thank you very much, Boris. Thank you, Transport for London. Thanks for nothing. So, it's 3 minutes past midnight. The tube station is Heathrow Terminal 5, the last station to visit on the Tubeathon. But as the doors open, all change, please, all change. That's it. Tubeathon is over. 4 minutes past midnight, 269 out of the 270 stations. I am shattered, but I've done all I can. And now I just want to go to bed and not see a tube train for a very long time.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, it's where I'll always be. stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep